Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Just
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you stopped by the show today. We have an exciting topic we're going to talk about today, but I have a few announcements before we start our show today and go into the topic. For all of you out that's listening today, I want to invite you to God's Prayer Line. And this is the number, area code 712-432-0850. And the code is 669042. That number again is area code 712-432-0850. And the code is 669042. I am still full from the prayer line that we were on at 6 o'clock this morning till 9 o'clock. God is doing a work with his people. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for putting breath in our body. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God all by yourself, dear Heavenly Father. We wouldn't have made it without you, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give you praise. We want to give you thanks. I thank you for each and every caller that will call in, every caller that will even tune into the broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Let this be a broadcast about you. It's all about you. It's not about me, but the word of God stand true, dear Heavenly Father. And dear Heavenly Father, let someone receive something out of the message today, dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and thank God. Well, today, the topic we're going to talk about today, it's a lot of things I think people really are afraid or ashamed to talk about or really don't really know. And the title of it is The Call of God. And I'm going to touch on apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers today. You'll find that Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. But before we get all the way down to that, we're going to start off with, you know, many are called, but few are chosen. You'll find that in Matthew 22:14. You know, we understand these words in the context of salvation. But what about the call of God to Christian service? You know, most Christians agree that they are called to know Jesus and walk with him, but few understand and recognize the call of God. You know, we read in the word and, you know, you say things, but, you know, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers unto his harvest. You'll find that in Matthew 9:37-38. You know, if Jesus exhorted his people to pray for laborers and observe that many are called, but few chosen, then there are the laborers, you know. Where are they? Where are the called? The answer lies in our ability to recognize and identify the call of God. You know, as we go to the scripture, and as I read, the call of God can be as real today as it was for Moses, Joshua, Samuel, Isaiah, Peter, John, and Paul. The call of God was the same it was then, it's still now. You know, God did not plan any spiritual failures, whether you are individual members of Christ or you are called to be a ministry gift. He did not give some to be failures and some to succeed. God planned that all people would succeed. You hear that? All people, not some, all people to succeed. Therefore, some people in ministry either was never called or they are hopeless, unfaithful. I hope you're not that those today. I hope if you were called, you are working in the vineyard. I hope you are not unfaithful. You have to apply yourself to the calling of God upon your life. You know, ministries don't just happen any more than marriages just happen. You have to work at a marriage the same way that you have to work at the ministry that God give you. How do you know if you have a call on your life? I'm glad you asked. God will reveal it to you. One way he will reveal your call is through your spiritual leader. But just because God has not revealed your call yet does not mean you do not have the call of God on your life. You know, I'm going to give you some tips and advice to better prepare yourself for your ministry and prepare you for what God wants to do in your ministry. Number one is study. Preparation time is never time lost. In 2 Timothy 2:15, the word of God says, God's word says to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. I think I need to read that again. The word of God says, study to show thyself approved unto God. You have to show yourself approved unto God. Not everybody else, but show yourself to God approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Number two is dedication. Along with the call comes dedication. Become faithful and committed to the things of God. Be dedicated to what God have given to you. I know he have called me as an overseer. Before I got to the overseer, I had to go step by step. I kept coming up, missionary, working myself on up, evangelist, kept going up, a minister, pastor, overseer. I had to go through the rank. I didn't just wake up one day and became overseer. I had to study. I had to dedicate myself to what he had called me to do. The third one is consecration. You know, to be consecrated means to be set apart from the world. That means you got to come from out of the world. When God have called you, and you know you have been called and chosen by God, not by man, but by God, he will direct you and tell you what your calling is. He will let you know. You have to be consecrated. And in Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be transformed and be renewed, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God for your life. I hope you are writing these scriptures down in case you don't know them, in case you are wondering what God has for you or what you've been called to, you've been chosen, that you can be study, dedicate, and consecrate yourself. The next one is submit. Yield to the will of God. You know, so many people do not want to submit to people. They think it's beneath them to submit to somebody. But all this come in the line of the call of God. You got to be submitted to God. You got to be submitted to a higher being. You got to be submitted to somebody else before you to get to that next level. If you can't be submitted, how do you think you're going to move to the next level? The fourth one, be a person of integrity. Being honest, sincere, and reliable. A man or woman of honor. I think I better say that again. Be a person of integrity. Being honest. Be honest with people. Be honest with yourself. Be sincere. And for sure, be reliable. When you tell a person you're going to do something, you do it without a shadow of a doubt. You stand up and let them know that you got integrity. You stand for something. Because if you don't stand for something right, you're going to take anything. But you stand up for integrity. Being honest. Being honest with yourself and be honest with the next fellow. Being sincere. Be a sincere person. And for sure, be reliable. When you done told a man or woman of God or somebody you told you're going to do something, do it. And if you see you cannot do it, call them in advance and say, my intentions was good. Something came up, an emergency, and I know I'm normally there at the church on time, Bible study, church, Sunday school. I'm doing my evangelist walk, I'm discipling, or whatever the ministry or mission may be. But be reliable. And if you see something come up and you can't be there, let them know why. The next one is develop. That's to mature and to grow. You need to develop what God is putting in you. It takes time to develop ministry gear. You don't just wake up overnight and become a prophet, or you wake up overnight and become an apostle, or wake up overnight and say, I'm an evangelist. You got to develop the gift that God has put on the inside of you. You got to mature that thing. You got to grow it. You're going to go through some things when you were called of God. You got to deny yourself of a lot of things. And you be wondering, well, why I can't do this? Or why can't I go with my friends here? Or why can't I do that? You have been called out. You was chosen by God for a special mission, or something special that he called you out from among the crowd. That means, it don't mean you need to go back and minister to them, to bring them out, but he called you out for such a time. He saw a calling on your life. He already knew in Jeremiah 1:5 that he had already ordained you from his mother womb what you was going to be. So you got to stand up and do what God say do. Not what the people say, but what God say do. When you do what God say do, you won't go wrong. You know, it takes time for people to become equipped to do what God has for you to do. It is a process, and during the process, maturity should start taking place. When you was in the first grade, you did the things in the first grade. No, let me jump back. You came through kindergarten. When you learned a little bit more, the teacher promoted you from kindergarten to first grade. And when you learned and mastered that grade, then they promoted you to the second grade. That's the same way with Jesus. When he see you're not no longer on Pablo, he going to put you on cereal. He going to raise you up from cereal to some little liquid food, a little bit more, a little bit. Next thing you know, you eating meat and vegetables and potato because you have started maturing. You have grown in the faith and in the gift that God has on the inside of you. It takes time to wait patiently and see what God wants you to do. And let God make you the minister he wants you to be. You know, a lot of people don't, nowadays, they don't have patience. But we got to have patience with one another. Just because you at this level right now, I'm trying to force you or get myself, God haven't put me on the level with you. So I cannot do the things you're doing right now because I'm steady maturing. He's growing me. He's taking me up. And as he takes me up, I have to have patience. You know, a lot of people pray for patience, but they don't realize when they pray for patience, that's when you're really going to be put to the test because you're going to go through some things. Some things you're going to have to say, some things you're going to have to lay aside when you ask for patience, and you're going to say, why is everything being thrown at me at one time? Why is this coming against me? Why did you ask for patience? You're going to be tested on your patience. Don't try to be like somebody else. Just be yourself. Just be who God created you to be. Don't try to, you know, it's a lot of people want to imitate somebody. You know, it's okay if you like what somebody do, but if God didn't give you that thing, don't try to worry about how I'm going to do it. You know, a lot of people say, well, I want to do outreach. I want to go to the prison. Okay. Well, did God, the first next thing out of my mouth is, well, did God tell you that's what he wants you to do, not what I want to do because you're thinking. So he's everybody at a ministry I was at. Wanted to do outreach. They said, oh, that's easy, that thing. And I kid you not, they have called me in many days crying. Well, can you call the people to come out for me? Or can you do, no. You say God gave you that ministry. He going to equip you if that's what God give you. He's going to equip you with that. He's going to mature you. He's going to grow you. You just can't take what somebody else do and run with it and say, that's the ministry God give you. No, that's why so ministry are falling. Be in the ministry that God have called you in. Take the truth of God's word that is revealed to you and let God use your personality to inject it. You know, just because you have received some revelation, you know, or given a few words of prophecy, doesn't mean you have to call yourself a prophet. You know, a lot of people, they get a word tonight. Next week, they pop packing 4 and 5 Bibles where they say they've been called a pastor. They're looking for a church. They're this here and they're this. And they haven't even went through the process yet. It's a process you go through. You don't get this by osmosis. You don't get this overnight. When God gave you the vision last week, it may be 20 or 30 years before the vision really come into flourish. But a lot of people, just because they say, God told me I'm to preach. Okay, God told you that? All right. What's your next step? Oh, well, I'm fitting to organize me a church. Wait a minute. You done missed. You done jumped past me. Wait a minute. God called you to preach last week, and you already looking for you a congregation and a building? Now, you done jumped from point A all the way to M. You done missed B, C, D, E, and L. You haven't got the basic instruction from God, what you supposed to do, how you supposed to do it. He going to let you know every step of the way where you're going and everything. But you got to study. I'm going to go right back to my little notes I wrote down. It says study. You got to prepare yourself. Next, you got to show dedication to God once you've prepared yourself. Then you got to consecrate yourself. Are you fasting and praying to really know what God is doing in your life and what he wants you to do? Or do you know how to submit? You couldn't submit to your boss on your job. You couldn't submit to Miss So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so when they ask you to do something. Don't you know you got to have all of them under your belt before you pack up your Bible and talking about getting a church and a ministry? Have you went through, you ain't went through some blood, sweat, and tears yet. You ain't went knowing how to deny yourself. You don't know how to even submit to your, you know, submit to others. And most of all, you don't even know how to be a person of integrity. You haven't learned how to be honest yet. You haven't learned how to be sincere yet. And for sure, you ain't learned how to be reliable. And then it comes to being developed, mature, and growing. You haven't let God mature you yet to develop you in what he is calling for you to be. So now I'm going to go right on back right quick. I had to go all the way back in case somebody new just come on that missed some of that, what I was saying. But just because you have received some revelation or given a few words of prophecy, doesn't mean you have to call yourself a prophet. Some people feel because they received the prophet last week and through the man of God that they are called to be an evangelist. Next thing you know, overnight they done come, became an overnight success. But they're calling everybody in the book, well, what do I do next? You haven't let God prepare you yet. You have to have the gift of prophecy, but not the office of a prophet. Even if you call, you have the call of a prophet, you cannot enter in the office right away because you would not be capable of handling this office. It is a process, and your spiritual leader must ordain you as a prophet of God. A lot of people say they're being called, but do you see any fruits from what they tell you they've been called, or is it bearing any fruits? Have you seen, have you heard testimony, anything, or you just jumped up and was sent, but you ain't got no training, you haven't consulted God, you just took what the woman of God said. Was there a true prophet and prophetess when they told you that? Did you get a good understanding? Did you go to God and ask God, God, is this what you're saying to me? Did you get notification for him? You know, God will not violate his own rules. His word says not to put a novice in the office of a deacon. You'll find that in 1 Timothy 3 and 6 if you haven't told it out of your Bible. God would not put an immature Christian or an immature preacher in the office of a prophet. My. There's so many people running all across the country, all around, because they hear a prophet is coming. God will let you know if he's a true prophet or a true prophetess. You know, you must stay focused and develop and grow spiritually. You can't run off half cocked. If God called you and set you in an office, you will not have to realize that the call of God is there. Then be faithful to the work for God, whatever you are, wherever he have called you to. When you reach some maturity, both mentally and spiritually, God will reveal your calling. Now, did you hear that? He's gonna reach you mentally and spiritually. He's going to reveal to you your true calling. You know, you got to wait on God and take time to fast, pray, and meditate on God's word. I'm going to say that again. You need to wait on God. Take time to fast, to pray, and to meditate on God's word. Do not despise small beginning. You know, you look at somebody down the street, you pass, and they have a small ministry. God done bless you to have 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people. And you talking down on that one, down there, that have maybe 20 people, 30 people. But you know, God realized he can trust that man or woman of God with them 20 or 30 people. They know how to submit. They are matured and grown. They know integrity. They know honesty. They know sincerity. They know how to be reliable. They know how to be dedicated. Most of all, and first of all, they know how to study and prepare themselves. You know, in some of these large churches, the pastor and everybody else don't even know the members. They know the count from somebody in the office telling them you got 5,000 or 6,000 people, but they don't really know the people in their congregation. They don't know the heart of the people truly. They don't know who crying out for a prayer. They don't know who was put out last night, who needed a home to stay in today. They don't know. But in a ministry with 20, 30, and 40 people, God have given that man of God the heart for the people. It's not saying that you won't get that number later on down the line, but you want to hear from God. You want to be in a place that you truly are hearing from God. Sure, you hearing a good sermon, or you hearing the word, you think you hearing the word, but if you're not packing your Bible and reading and going along with them, you don't know what you're hearing. You need to read that word for yourself. That's why you got to wait on God for your ministry, not just jump up because somebody told you, oh, I see. You a prophetess, okay? You a prophetess. What have you prophesied through the Holy Ghost that God has done in your life? You tore up from the floor up, but you a prophetess. You can't help somebody cross the street Get them up out of trouble. Help them with their car that's broke down. But you're a prophetess. You know, you got to be careful of what you say by name. Because God looking at the heart. He want us to have a clean heart, a clean vessel. He don't want us to be destroyed. You know, do not intrude or try to stand in the wrong office. The calling and ministry of God is holy. It is dangerous to play with holy things. When you go before your holy God, you should be holy. When you go behind the veil, you ain't supposed to take no junk, no this, no that. You supposed to go behind that veil and lay out before God. You know, ooh, Jesus, I'm just still full this morning, you all, from the prayer line this morning. The calling and the ministry of God, you know, holy. It is dangerous to play with holy things. You know, you got to develop character. More is required of people who are separated into an office. You got to be separated sometime. You know, I had to realize, I had to tell them today on the prayer line, you know, when you're going through what God wants you to go through, you're going to leave. And whatever God has for you, it's not you going to have, not because you're not going to have friends. But you know this walk is a lonely walk. I see what God went through as you read the scripture and as you go through your walk with Christ. You can't be every place somebody at. You can't do what everybody do. You cannot say what everybody say. You have been set apart. You have been called and chosen. So this walk is going to be a lonely walk sometime. You're going to have to go by yourself sometime. You can't take the group or the herd with you sometime. Ah, my, my, my. You got to set the right example always. When you out, you got to exemplify God on you. If you say you a man and a woman of God, you got to present yourself before men and women of that's not saved. You can't go out doing just because they on drugs. You went out to help them get off the drug. You went out to minister to them. God didn't tell you to go in and join the bandwagon, do just because they was doing it. No, 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 no. You go out to minister to them that are doing and show them it's a better way. No, you don't go out beating them up, but you go out and say, wait a minute. God told me to share this with you. And I know if you come to the prayer line that I'm on every morning, anything that any of y'all dealing with right now, you will be delivered. I'm here to tell you, you will be delivered. You know, provide things honest in the sight of all men and women. Provide things honest. Do things in honest. And if there is anybody that's out there that would like to come on the line and say something or share something, all you do is punch number one on your keypad, and I'll bring you in. And if it's anybody would like to call a friend, this is the number to call them, area code 646-716-4389. And I'd be more than happy to bring them on. You know, we must have dignity, respect, and integrity. Now, if you want somebody to respect you, that means you got to give respect. And you got to show integrity in whatever you do. Show integrity. Be the best you can be for God. Do the best you can do. You know, the ministering gifts are the perfecting of the saints. Work the ministry and the edifying of the body of Christ. Whom God called, he going to equip. I'm going to say that again. Whom God called, he's going to equip. Now, I'm going to start on the ministering gifts. A lot of people say that they have, that they don't know they have or don't realize. Well, I'm going to break them down for you today. I'm going to start with the apostle. The apostle office seemed to embrace almost every type of ministry. They have the ability to establish churches everywhere. They lay the foundation of the church, and they do not like disorder. I say that again. The job of the apostle often seems to embrace almost every type of ministry. They have the ability to establish churches. They lay the foundation of the church. And they do not like disorder. Y'all should not like disorder in whatever ministry that you're in. The prophet? All right, let's get to the prophet. The prophet ministry is inspirational. They speak by direct divine inspiration and revelation from God. That's the prophet. He gets his orders from God, a true prophet. He gets his understanding, his everything from reading the word of God, giving it out to God's people. That's the mouthpiece. I'll just say that's the mouthpiece of God, the prophet, a true prophet. They have word of knowledge and wisdom, and they discern spirits. A lot of people tell you that they discern spirit, but when I really started studying discerning a spirit, that went deeper than I ever dreamed of. So I was maturing. I was steadily growing when I started finding out more about the discerning spirit. The next one is evangelist. The evangelist has a direct endowment from the Lord to preach the word. The evangelist go in and tear down. The pastor got to come up and rebuild. The spiritual ability to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ's redemption story to a dying world lost in their sin and shame. You read that in Romans, the 3rd chapter and the 23rd verse. Jesus modeled this gift of evangelists with Nicodemus. You can go to John 3:16 and read that. The good news is, in the word of Paul, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and is saved. You'll find that Romans 10:9-10. The evangelist was also called of God to equip others to develop their spiritual gifts. You'll find that in Ephesians 4:11-12. And as you read, Philip was known as an evangelist. You'll find that in Acts 8:4-13, also in 21-8. I'm giving you scriptures that you can read for yourself. You don't have to take my word. You can go back and read these scriptures yourself. And as I went through by pastors, pastors are the shepherd of good sheep, of God's sheep. Pastors are the shepherds of God's sheep. He shepherds the flock that God have given him. You know, the shepherd's ability to shepherd the flock of God means guarding, guiding, and encouraging, warning, and etc., feeding them the word of God and equipping them to find their gift so that they too can do the work of ministry. You can go to Ephesians 4:11-12. Also Peter, John 21:15-17. And 1 Peter 5:1-15. I like to give you scriptures that you can go back and check them yourself. Teachers. Those who fill the office of teachers teach the word of God, not by natural ability, but by the divine ability of the Holy Spirit. You know, the spiritual ability to take the truth from the word of God and explain it clearly so that the flock of God can understand it and apply those spiritual truths effectively to their daily life. It appears that one can have the spiritual gift of teaching without being a pastor, teacher, but one cannot pastor without being a teacher. The natural gift of teaching can communicate any subject, but yield just understanding of that subject. You know, the spiritual gift of teaching communicates biblical truth and motivate men and women toward a life of godly obedience to the truth. You know, and as I was reading on Apollo and Paul had the spiritual gift of teaching. And you'll find that in Acts, the 18th chapter, the 24th through the 28th verse, also 2 Timothy 1 and 11. I hope today the things that I'm bringing to you on the call of God and the different gifts and the process that you go through to know what you have been called for, to let you know this is not a plaything. We are serious when we ministering to people, when we discerning spirits. And you know, a lot of people talk about discerning spirit. You know, discerning spirit is the ability to discern from God's word between the spirit of evil and of good, the flesh and the spirit, and the truth and error before the fruit is evident. And as I was reading, Paul had this experience with the magicians and stuff in the word of God. You'll find that in Acts the 13th chapter, the 9th through the 12th verse. But I just wanted to share that today with you on the call of God and how we go to the word of God, the process we go through. We didn't just wake up one morning and say, this is what we are, and started running and didn't have no wisdom with it, didn't have no encouragement, didn't have no knowledge of it. You know, we have to have faith. We have to do abide exactly what God say do. You know, because a lot of time we run out, we say things, and then we got to go back and say, oh, God, you didn't say that. Forgive me, Lord. We can repent, you all. And I thought this would have been a fitting topic. I asked God about it. And each Christian who desires to hear the call of God must examine his or her relationship with God. We must recognize the influence of our culture and develop biblical perspective on life and service for God. We must also come to grips with the time trap. Someone once said, we always have time for the things we want to do. A realignment of our time and priority will open the way for God to exceed his call, even in the 21st century. You know, we have to talk God's word, speak God's word, and God speak through his word. Many have been called to his service through the Bible. Daily Bible reading and weekly sermons help us hear God. His word is powerful. I mean, when we hear the word of God, we can't help but be changed if you want to be changed. We have to have a willingness to serve. Sometimes God calls begin with a simple willing to serve others. You know, some may be willing to serve but don't know what to do. Pastors are always looking for willing workers. The call may come through an unexpected opportunity or an open door to serve. People who serve willingly often find new and exceeding opportunities. So today, I hope you got something out of this message on the call of God. If anyone would like to come on and say anything, just press 1 on your keypad. I'll be more than happy to hear from you. We have someone that just come on. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, caller. You are now on the air.
Good morning. This has truly has been a blessing to me on today. I did not hear the very first part, but I came a little bit late. But anyway, everything that I have spent has really been a blessing. But I can truly say myself, God had gave me this back up in the late 90s. And when I was off an undergraduate, I was off on this group called the Culture Club for this particular night, one Friday night or whatever. We had a shut-in, right? Uh-huh. After the shut-in, I went to my house and went to bed and went to sleep. When I went to my house and went to bed and went to sleep, God showed me by the Spirit of God, me behind a brown podium. I'm going to tell you, my spirit man quoted the word until I got up the next morning. So I knew then there was a beginning that God called me to, up into the ministry. But then, you know, I put up a background. But then I really received my call to the ministry up in 205. In 205, that summer, I went to TDJ's conference up from MegaFest. And possibly being up in MegaFest, we was up in the time of prayer one particular morning. I forgot the lady name who made us up in prayer. But anyway, she was made up in prayer. I heard the voice of God took him on my spirit where he's coming to the ministry. And then when I made it back to Tulsa after that particular time, I went and met with my pastor and told her what I heard God say to me. And then that's how I knew then. But then in the process, even before I did all that, but even with that, you know, even myself, before I moved to Tulsa in 99, I would spend at least 3 or 4 hours every day just studying, meditating in the word of God.
Amen.
Not even knowing when I come to Tulsa. I went to RU for a year. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not feeling for a year. But then, even with that, after I did that year there, I became a prayer partner. When I first applied for the job, I got it right there. You know, I didn't have a problem with that. But then, even with that, I still put it all together for my ministry. Even now, because you know, even me praying 8 hours a day for even people on the line, what I do. But then also too, I had to have a relationship with God first, so I can't pick up somebody. I had to make sure that me and God time was on for one accord, as studying the word, meditating, and spending hours in prayer.
Amen.
And then, like I said, even with this morning, they had just truly blessed, because, I mean, I'm just seeing every day, I'm actually coming now to the place in God where I can see the ministry, what God is calling me to, you know what I'm saying? I can see how he opened doors for me to do other things in other places. I just thank God for this lift of me, a call to God, because, I mean, everybody, Even how the scripture say, you know, some are called and few are chosen. And we have to be in a place sensitive to the voice of God. We have to be in a place sensitive to the things of God. And even with that, for the ones who He called, He really equipped and showed us how to work the call, what He called us into. Because I mean, me myself personally, I would never think I would be on the prayer line praying for somebody 8 hours a day. I would never think that, you know what I'm saying? But because I spent time before I got here in the Word studying, meditating, praying. So God told me about the Spirit of God. The Spirit taught me how to pray.
All right. Yes, Lord.
It didn't make me how to say God told me how to pray because I spent time off on His Word.
Yes, yes.
This has just really blessed me today, a call to God. Because see, everybody have a call. Everybody have a gift. But even with that, we have to go see God. Okay, God, what are you calling me to do for this time and season? You know what I'm saying? I'm running every day, even with the anointing on my life. The anointing on my life, it is not for Tanya.
There you go.
Help somebody else.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
This is just blessing to me, because I mean, this is blessing to me, because I'm seeing every day how to walk in the anointing. I'm seeing how that day, every day, how to walk in that intercessor call as being a prayer warrior. Because like I said, everybody could pray, but then are you true a warrior? You know what I'm saying?
People
need to know how to pray for real.
Yes.
Pray, not only pray, pray and see the results of the other prayers.
Ooh, Jesus.
I'm learning every day. It's power with me. I mean, it's still, like I said, even with this title, a call and ministry of God, like I said, my ministry is prayer.
God has anointed me
how to pray. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a doubt in my mind. I know what He called me to do for this time and season. But even with that, I know God has more for me to be doing besides praying also too.
He is
lined up things precept by precept, line on line. So this has just been a blessing to me, the more that call and ministry God. Because like I say, everybody have a ministry. You know what I'm saying? Even have Romans say, you know, even as we've been saying Christian whatever, where we have a call and ministry to help somebody, else bring somebody else to salvation. You know what I'm saying? Are we all supposed to be called to reconciliation?
Yes.
Even if we're called, we're not just called for ourselves. We are called to go back there. We are called to go back out from the world and bring somebody to compare others to come into Christ, compare others to come into salvation.
All right. Thank you.
It's been a blessing to me because even as with the gifts, I mean, you know, I understand God got other gifts in my life too, but even with that, I got to pray and see God, okay, God, what other gifts you got me to be doing? God, okay, God, how you going to use me that gift? The Lord, show me, God, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, because people, even with a prophetic call, being a prophet, that is no easy call. You know, prophets go through stuff. Even how you said, alone,
yes.
A prophet being lonely, prophet being for by
themselves. Yes,
yes. And you know what I'm saying? Because yes. I think about all time, as being saved, as being consecrated, that we be set, we have to be set apart and used for God. You know, God cannot use us any kind of way.
That's right. That's right.
It's time to live a holy, consecrated life, and so God can use us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even with my diagnosis, even before I summons up every day, I pray on my phone and everything, whatever. I said, Lord, I said, Holy Spirit, I yield up for you today, God. Father God, you pray to me today. You know what I'm saying? Lord, you pray to me today. I don't want to pray off in the flesh. Lord, God, you show me how to pray for people today. So God, give me what scripture for what they need. That's why it's so important for us to study our articles, because he said in 2 Timothy 2:15, he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. He said, rightly divide the truth. So you know, even with that, I have to know the word for myself, so I can be able to give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Once you study and prepare for God, it is not only for me, but it's for me to give up to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot in us already. So even everything on the inside of us, I got to give it out. So he could fill me up once again.
Ooh, glory. You know, woman of God, I just thank you for coming on the line today. And those that may be listening now that didn't call in, or those may listen later in the archives, I hope it was something said between me and Minister Tanya that will bring you closer. And when I tell you this woman of God can pray, she will reach heaven for you. And I'm going to have her to pray us off the line today. I was just so caught up, I don't remember if I put on an hour or 2 hours to stay on the day. But for whatever it is, I'm going to be on my way to the prison when I get off the line. But I give God the praise today, and I hope y'all can tune in next week with another exciting Word of God. It's some nuggets that's being put on this line, on Blog Talk. And if y'all like this program, just let me know. Send an email, hit favor or something, if y'all like the programs that I'm sharing with you all, because it's all about God, y'all. It's not about me. And I'm about God's business. I'm about holiness and doing what God says. It's either holiness or hell. And I want holiness because I don't want hell. It's too hot up here, and I can't stand the heat up here. So I know I don't want the other heat. So, Minister Tanya, would you pray us off the line today? Thank you so much. And I thank all of my callers that tune in today, area code 217-352-4711. I thank you so much for coming online today. I know you was tired and you was just listening, but thank you so much for coming on. And everyone else that they maybe didn't put their numbers up, thank you for so much for coming on. And may God bless and keep each and every one of you. And you know my little saying, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Would you pray us off the air, Minister Tanya?
Father God, we just come in that, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. We just thank you, God, for this time of fellowship. God, I just pray, Father, even if the word go forth on the hours, God, just pray, God, for the word to be a blessing to somebody today, somebody crying out, saying, what must I do to be saved? God, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You said, where two of you touch and agree, God, asking anything by faith, Father, that if somebody needs to be healed, God, we send, God, the word and the anointing, God, to heal and deliver, to make whole, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said that whom the Son says free, God, that we are free. And Father, I just continue to just ask a blessing even on Miss Sadie, even if she brings forth a weekly word on a weekly basis, because just anoint God afresh, because just endure her with your power. Just pray even for this word to go up. Just pray, God, for this word to be even to be a blessing even to the body of Christ as a whole. God, give your people, God, an ear, God, to hear what your spirit is saying. He that has an ear, God, let him hear the spirit send it to the church. Go just bless every person on today, God. We thank you for supplying. We thank you for meeting me, God. We thank you, Father God, for supplying every God. You said in your word to ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Father God, you said knock on the door, but God, we give you thanks and again, God, we just bless your name, God, we decree, God, we ask all these things and faith, and we just pray, Father God, if somebody crying out, what must I do to be saved, God, we just pray, God, Father God, send them a word even to save, God, to bring them to salvation, God, to bring them into the rightful place with you, God, order their steps, God, lead them and guide them by your spirit, and we decree it, God, we count it down by faith, God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God.
Amen. And for somebody maybe had just tuned in, the number to call in again for the prayer line is area code 712 432-0850, and the code number is 6690. I want y'all to have a wonderful and a blessed day in the Lord. Bye-bye until next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.